In the last few sessions, we've looked at the reasons why leaders struggle to apply learning. We looked at investing in others because we're spending so much time investing in other people, it's difficult for us to invest in our own development. Then we looked at busyness and distraction and how they keep us from focusing on our own development. And then we looked at recharge. We don't take time to fully recharge. And we looked at two key disciplines for leaders to follow to maintain energy: rest and time away. Now, in this session, we're going to look at reason number four, obstacles. Specifically, what do you do when you're dealing with something incredibly challenging at work or at home that's distracting you? We've all realized that tough times are inevitable. It's the one thing that we can count on. And something is going to happen to you that you didn't want to happen, that you didn't expect to happen. What are you going to do about it? Several years ago, I visited the George W. Bush Presidential Library on the campus of Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas. It was my first visit to the Presidential Library, and I was reminded of the difficult moments and days and weeks and months following the September 11, 2001 attacks on our country. In one of the exhibits, I watched a short video in which the former president said, "I never wanted to be a wartime president. And there are things that are going to happen to you that you didn't want or you don't expect to happen. Let's face it, life is going to deal you a hand that you don't want to play. And the fundamental question," he said, "is how are you going to play it? That's just the way that life is." Like you and our 43rd president, I've been confronted by some of the most challenging and difficult circumstances I've ever experienced. And some of those times were the byproduct of my own poor choices, but many times it was not. When we face tough circumstances or situations, we often want to go right to solving the problem or addressing the person that's responsible. And this often escalates the problem. Has that ever happened to you? You thought you were handling it appropriately and making progress, only to realize that the situation is now worse than it was before. This happens for several reasons. We may not have all of the information necessary to fully address the problem, or we don't have the margin to solve it in a productive way. And that's what most leaders miss. Without the proper margin or time to devote to resolving the challenge, there's a good chance that we'll make it worse rather than solving the issue. And so rather than wasting precious time and enormous amounts of energy regretting my path and actions, asking why or what if, why am I experiencing this? And what if I hadn't experienced this? I've chosen to focus on these five things when I'm faced with tough times. Number one, keep going. Acknowledge the pain, no matter what it is, whether it's a bad boss, a challenging team member, an unexpected diagnosis, trouble at home. Make time to reflect on it, but no matter what, don't give up. Keep going. See, obstacles occur to help you determine if you really believe in the vision for your life, for your relationships, for your work, for your career. And yet most people, when they experience the obstacle or the challenge, they never get past it. And so they never accomplish significant goals in their life and work, and they live unfulfilled lives. Because instead of moving past the problem, we calculated the size of the obstacle or the challenge, and we didn't keep moving. So quit calculating the size of the obstacle and remember the size of the vision. Remember how important those individuals and relationships are to you. Keep your eye on that vision, and you'll be far more effective if you focus on the vision and keep moving forward. When you're faced with challenging circumstances, ask this question: what is one thing that I can do today to move forward in a productive way with this challenge? Keep going. Number two is keep growing. So many people struggle when their visions and plans aren't clear, when they don't have clarity around where they're headed. They don't know where to start or how to move forward, especially in challenging situations. And they do the absolute worst thing they could do. They stop growing. And so when you feel unsupported or blocked or stuck, keep growing intentionally. When it doesn't feel like your team is making progress, and if they are even pushing back against the work that you're trying to do, don't stop. Keep growing. Keep investing in them. When your life and work seems like it's designed to frustrate you and thwart your plans, keep growing intentionally. Don't stop. Keep going. Your breakthrough is closer than you think if you will keep growing. Number three, keep evaluating. Your success is dependent upon your understanding of why you do what you do. It's what we talked about in the last session when we looked at the time tracking journal. You're evaluating how you're using your time so you can be more successful in your life, work, and leadership. Do you have purpose? Is that purpose compelling? Are you following the path that you have prescribed or laid out? Revisit your purpose, revisit your vision, revisit your goals, clarify them, rewrite them, make them memorable, make them meaningful. Ask yourself, where did I get off track? And what's one step that I can take today toward getting back on track? When you do, it'll give you energy to address the challenge that you're experiencing in your life or in your work. Number four, keep producing. Is there an area of your life and work which you've not been able to get the results that you desire, the results that you know are possible? We teach the specificity principle and tool in depth in the Simple Leadership course, so I won't do that here. You can get more detail in that full course, but I want you to get this. To get better results, get more specific. When you get more specific, you're able to see better results, higher productivity, higher levels of performance. Get more specific about what you want to accomplish and when you want to accomplish it. Get more specific with how you're going to do it. Get more specific about the help you need and who you need help from. Break the project down into smaller, very specific tasks and block out specific time on your calendar. Whatever the project or whatever the challenge or whatever the issue is, get more specific. Find a solution instead of letting the obstacle become an excuse. And when you do, you'll experience greater productivity and greater efficiency. So what is it that you need to get more specific about today so that you can take that next best step for you? And the number five, keep serving. The interesting thing about serving is that it's rarely the first thing that comes to mind when we're navigating a tough time. And yet the best way to get your mind off of the bad that's happening to you is to focus on serving others. When I was in college, a group of us would spend some time every weekend going to these independent living or these assisted living facilities. And we often went there volunteering at these facilities to be an encouragement to the elderly who were staying in these facilities, often without family to care for them. And the thing that became so interesting to me was that while my mindset was to go to these places and be an encouragement to these people in the twilight years of their life, I often left those facilities on those weekends feeling more encouraged than I felt like I encouraged them. I felt like they encouraged me more than I encouraged them. When you genuinely care for others and you do something about it, you'll often find that you are more encouraged than those you are serving. And while these steps won't directly solve the incredible challenging situation that you find yourself in, that you're navigating, they do provide the margin, the motivation, the energy to solve it in a productive way. And that's what most leaders miss, and that's what most leaders need. Give yourself the best opportunity for success by creating margin. And when you do, you'll be more fulfilled in your work, and you'll end up with better connection and relationship and higher levels of productivity. This week while I was traveling, I had conversations with several people about how tempting it is to compartmentalize areas of our lives like obstacles. Like maybe it helps us, I mean, we label these things obstacles. Maybe it helps us to feel better about ourselves. Maybe it puts these problem areas into a neat little box so we can push them out of our sight and out of our mind. Think about this. Obstacles are inevitable. mean, they're a natural part of our life and our work and our leadership. So if they're to be expected, if they're even unavoidable, why do we need to label them? The fact that we label these obstacles or we label these challenging situations, it makes them scary. It conjures up anxiety. And what if we simply viewed them as a part of life, as an inevitable part of our work? So here's the truth. You can prepare for future obstacles. If you don't, these obstacles and challenges will impact your progress. Your life matters immensely, and your work matters immensely. So don't give up, and don't get stuck, and don't spend enormous amounts of time and energy in the midst of these challenges. Remember, you don't have to get it perfect. You just need to take the next step. We've been looking at the reasons leaders struggle to apply learning. We looked at investing in others, that we're investing so much time in other people that it's difficult for us to invest in our own leadership development. We looked at busyness and distraction and how they keep us from focusing on our development. And then we looked at recharge. We don't take time to fully recharge. And we looked at two key disciplines for leaders to follow to maintain their energy: recharge and rest. And we looked at recharge and taking time away. And in this session, we looked at obstacles and what to do when you're facing something incredibly challenging in your life, work, or leadership. In the next session, I'm going to show you the three challenges that every leader must confront in order to apply learning in their life and in their work. And so I'll see you in that next session.